Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Wow, do I have a show for you today? Of course. How can I disappoint my listeners? We have an amazing artist with us today, gorgeous lady, and she is all over social media, all over YouTube. Her videos are just amazing, and I am so happy and so honored to be able to have her here all the way from the States here to Toronto, Canada. But before I bring my amazing singer on and ask her, we have so many good questions for her today, dying to know about her life, her career, how she got started, and all that good stuff. I would like to take my couple of minutes that I always take in order for me to thank my amazing listeners. And I have to, because without you, without the support that you have given us, this show could not be possible. We have over 30, I always say 30, but we're going on 42 countries now listening to us. We have people listening to us in Australia, so good morning to my Australia listeners. We have people listening to us, and I'm going through the continents, because if I name every city, we will be here forever. We have people in Europe, we have people in South America, Central America, South America, obviously here in Canada, throughout our 10 beautiful provinces, these states, we have huge followers, and the list goes on and on. If you are heard, if you hear the Lizzie T Radio Show in a place that I haven't heard before, I got an email from somewhere in Africa, and I was so happy and pleased that our show has reached there. So thank you. I can't thank you enough for the support and for everything that you've guys basically given us. So thank you again. We have also, as I mentioned, and many show in all the shows, the sponsors. Our sponsorship is such an important part of the radio show, because without the support, without the sponsorship of Business Teeny One, cannot be possible. Today, we're being sponsored by naturenova.ca. Naturenova.ca. We also are being sponsored by Business on a Box, and we also being sponsored by Mainster. So thank you so much, guys, for allowing this radio to let everyone know about your business, and for you to trust us that your business will get mentioned here. Right after the interview, or within the period of the interview, I will be playing some of the commercials that you have submitted to us, and I will be so happy again. If anybody out there is interested in sponsoring the show, my email is radio@lizt.ca. radio@lizt.ca. Well, I hear my theme music playing, and that means that I need to start moving on. I have some songs, as all of you know. This is a radio station. We do interview a lot of different variety of people. We have singers, we have coaches, and right after the interview, I play songs. So if you're interested in us having your song played here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, not a problem. Send us your MP3 at radio@lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca. Today we have quite a bit of selection, and we will be playing, obviously, the song from our guest. And I think pretty much our housekeeping is taken care of today. We are live. It is September the 8th. Wow. School in Canada and the United States is started. We had a lot of people posting on social media. Love those pictures, by the way, from different friends and family members and even our followers posting pictures of their kids with the first day of school. So there is a variety of pictures. They're all awesome. And obviously, I had to put in my kids as well. So that was amazing. And we had our school year started here in Canada, in Ontario anyways. After the Labor Day, Monday was a holiday, and our school started on Tuesday. The French area of Canada started a week ago, and I hear that some places in the States even 2 weeks ago. So we did have good summer, and we did have good times, and I'm so happy that our kids are back to school. Also, today is, as I mentioned, a live show. And if you're interested in speaking with our guest, or perhaps a comment, or perhaps asking her a question, or maybe advice, the number to call us in is 347-996-3926. Very easy, 347-996-3926. I do have that number all over my social media. Follow us on Facebook, /LizzieTRadio. I'm tweeting as well. So the Twitter account is @LizzieT. So I have tweeting, and obviously on YouTube, obviously on Instagram, and the internet, which is our website, LizzieT.com. Well, our guest today is a singer with an amazing voice. Her name is Ariel Current. So happy to be able to have her on the show. Ariel is a girl who simply loves music with every ounce of her soul. Her passion for music will help her to a journey to share the music with anyone and everywhere who listens. Her music is inspired by pop beats and country lyrics. Ariel debuted her EP at Beautiful Mess, fulfilled with an organic music released on August the 20th on 2013. And it can be found in many releases, including iTunes, Amazon, CD, CD Baby, and all the other songs also can be found on Reversion Full Listening Precious. She started very young music, and it became evident to everyone around her to connect between music, and Ariel was a strong one. While most kids spoke their feelings through thoughts, maybe words, Ariel chose singing about it. And that's a nice way of expressing. My child actually loves to draw when she wants to express herself. And she was part of the choir on grade 8, and this could be the beginning of a passion that it was only bubbling before her. 2 years later, Ariel will take a stage for the very first time in performing and sparking even a bigger passion with her release, the debut album, Beautiful Mess. And I think I have one song right now, which I will give you guys a little teaser. Obviously, we will be playing the whole song right after her interview. And here is her little Ariel.
Broken stars are all that's left to keep me company again in a place that I once knew.
The song is called Perfect Lullaby, and Ariel is only 22 years old. My goodness, your whole life ahead. And she is excited about her music and to share her music with the world. Let's all welcome her with a wonderful, wonderful warm of applause. Hello, hello, Ariel, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure, my dear, my pleasure. Oh, my goodness. You have such a beautiful voice, and I mean, I pretty much gave it out on your bio. I mean, you started very young, and you have a fabulous voice, but what was it that you came to the realization that you knew that this is really what you wanted to do? You wanted to be a singer, there is no question but.
Yeah, I mean, I was in choir and show choir a lot through high school and even like when I was younger, and so when I ended up going to college, a lot of that kind of disappeared from my life, and I realized I was unhappy and that something was missing, and I'm like, this is what it is, it's music. And so I switched colleges, I came back home, and I recorded my EP, and kind of the rest is history from there. That's where I just figured out a need in my life.
And good for you, Ariel, that this is really what makes you happy, because a lot of people out there are working jobs or doing things that they have to do, but they're not really into it. They're not happy with what the career that they've chosen. Wow, good for you. Good for you. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. We love to hear about the singer career and all that good stuff, but you are a beautiful 22-year-old. Is Ariel with someone right now?
Am I with someone right now?
Yeah, and those are the questions that I love to ask, because we want to know about the person. Also, I like to ask you, what are your favorite colors? How do you like to dress? You know, just give us a little bit of the person.
All right. Well, no, I'm currently not with anybody. I mean, I'm in the dating world, but like that's about it. But no, nobody. Nobody serious. And I guess my favorite color would be blue. Kind of like that turquoise blue. It's my favorite. And I would say every day to day I dress pretty casual. I like shorts and V-necks or like jeans. And then if I'm like going out for a night on the town, I'll dress up a little more. But I'm pretty casual.
And I know you know, I noticed that on your videos, you have more of a country style, but there's some pop on your career as well. I noticed that there's a mix. So on that note, who would you say that influences your musical style? Are you more into the pop? Are you more into the country? Or you do a mix of both? And who would you say was your person that you admire, that you wanted to be like?
Yeah, okay. So, I love pop music, and that's where my main focus is, but I'm also very influenced by country music. It's kind of maybe since I'm, like, from Iowa, which is a very farm state, that country music is always around me, and it's what I listen to in the summer. And so a lot of times when I'm writing, it's more dependent on, like, what I'm listening to at the moment. So some of my songs, I do kind of lean into the country music, even my covers, that's what it does influence me, but I am more on the pop end for a lot of things. And like, I mean, it kind of makes sense that the person that influenced me a lot was like Taylor Swift. She started in the country, and yeah, and she like, I love how unapologetic she is about her songwriting. Like, I'm very into the storytelling and kind of like making sure my songs have like some sort of story or purpose where I can be like, yeah, this is the background to this. And so she has very much influenced me, and it's kind of funny that she started country and went pop, and then I am definitely like in that mix of like pop country, but I will do like EDM stuff. Like a new song I have coming out is like a full on song you'll hear in a dance club. So yeah, it's just kind of like a mix of stuff.
So Taylor, interesting, and is that who you aspire to be?
I think so. I mean, she's had a great career, and I would not be mad if my career went that way. So
absolutely, and I don't think any artist out there would. So give us a little bit of background and your experience in the music industry, because you have to tell me and you have to be honest with me. It is not easy. People have any artist that wants to make it out there. It is hard. It is a lot of work, and obviously you're not afraid of the work. But what about your experience with the music industry so far?
Yeah, it's very, very minimum. It's hard, and it's sometimes hard to explain to people outside of the industry, like how hard it is and like how kind of slower paced it can be. But I guess my experience, I dabbled in YouTube when I was younger a little bit, and then kind of just everything kicked off once I decided to record my EP, which I did independently. And then from there, kind of got in contact with the people that I know at my current label, and just, I mean, we're working up from there, just getting my foot more in that door.
And good for you that you realized that it's not easy, that it does take a lot of work. And good for you that you are very honest with yourself and you're willing to do the work to make it into the music industry. Now, if you are interested in calling us in and speaking to Ariel, take advantage. This lady is going places, and we have her here, right here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. The number to call is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. I will cut for one word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, everyone. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are today with singer Ariel Current. If you would like to call us in, the number to call is 347-996-3926. Say hello, ask her a question, maybe advice. You never know. So, Ariel, one of the things that I love about your music and your video is that you had quite a bit of viewers on your YouTube channel. And for somebody who basically, I mean, you're very, very young and you have a lot to go and you're doing amazing. How does that make you feel that you had basically thousands of fans viewing your material?
Yeah, it's very overwhelming because I wasn't used to getting that many views. And sometimes I'd just go on there and I would just like sit there staring at my computer and being like, is this real life? I mean, it was kind of emotional for me. Like, it was a lot to take in because I was totally not expecting it. And it just kind of went off the charts. But I am so humbled by it. And I'm so excited that people are liking it and they're responding well to it. And I mean, I just hope it goes up from there.
So out of all the videos that you have done, what would you say is your favorite and why?
My favorite video. For my covers, I mean, I want to say it's my most recent one, which is Peter Pan, but I think I would have to say I did an Adele song called Remedy, and that song just, like, meant a lot to me, and so I think that one has to be my favorite. It's not anything fancy. It's just me standing there singing, but it's definitely my favorite cover I've done.
Awesome, awesome. And I watched some of your videos, and they're very, very good. And good for you for getting all that attention. I mean, it takes a lot, and good for you. Good for you for working hard and getting your fans. One of the other things that I'm going to be playing today, Perfect Lullaby. I love that song. That's the song I chose to play here for our listeners. Now, that song was it created by you, and what is this song about? How was it that was it a collaboration of yourself? Did you write the song? Can you tell us a little bit about Lullaby?
Yeah, I wrote that. Funny thing is it was on my EP that I released back in 2013, and it wasn't even going to be on the EP. I hadn't even recorded it or really written it. But we had a different song in mind that we just could not get figured out. We just couldn't get it to feel the way we wanted it to. And so I was like, look, let's just scrap this song. And then I wrote Perfect Lullaby within like 2 weeks based off of kind of, it was more of a friendship that something that I, it was a really important friendship to me. And it kind of just, something happened within that relationship. And I always kept thinking that it was probably my fault. And I was just, it's something I'd always wanted to write about, but I couldn't quite figure out how to write about it. And this is kind of what came of that. And I, it's one of my favorite songs on there. It's one of the favorite songs I've written so far. And yeah, it just, it almost didn't even make the EP. And here we are with it being remixed and on YouTube with thousands of views.
It is funny that when you think that this is probably your worst show or your worst song, it becomes one of the top ones. And I mean,
yeah.
I have the same feeling with my show. Everything goes wrong. I can't get the song. And then it happens to be one of the best shows ever. Wonderful. So you're working right now with a label record.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us a little bit about your label record, the record label that you're working with right now? And how does it feel working with a label record?
Yeah, I work with a label called Chrome City Records. They are based out on the East Coast in Maryland. So they're a little far from me. So we have an interesting relationship going on. I had been in contact with Mark Lotus, who is one of the head honchos over there, and he had found me, and he knew that no matter where he went or whatever label he created, like, I was going with him. And I was like, okay, this is someone who believes in me wholeheartedly. I'm like, I'm not going to let him go. I'm just going to follow him wherever he feels that he wants to put me. And so I did. And here I am, and we've got so many other artists on there that are wonderful. And I'm just kind of riding the wave and just we're creating more music, and it's been a lot of fun.
It's really nice too, Ariel, when you have somebody that keeps you accountable and somebody that backs you up when you need to be backed up. And obviously working with a record label, it definitely makes things a little bit easier. And whenever you need to go to them, then there they are to help you out. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. You are listening, everyone, to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are here live. It is September the 8th right now. My goodness, September is here. It's a Thursday. And because we are live, you know how I love interaction. Call us in, 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. I know that it's still beautiful out there. You probably are still enjoying some of the wonderful weather, or you are coming home and you wanted to have the dinner done for the kids and homework and all that good radio. There is a link on my fan page where you can click and it will take you right to the show. Also, if you would like to comment on our social media, we are on Facebook, as I mentioned, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio, or on Twitter. Make sure you tweet us. And the tweet is The Lizzie Show. Make sure you follow us. I will cut for one more word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back with beautiful Ariel Curran.
I founded Bespoke Wealth Management because I believe in providing sound, prudent investment advice with clearly defined fees, leaving your money in your investments without taking high commissions. Don't settle for expensive generic financial products created to serve firms, not clients. You deserve bespoke investments because you can't always tell a poor fit until you feel a bespoke fit.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm an IT consultant and a busy mom of two. Between long hours at work and spending time with the kids, I have very little time to devote to cleaning our home. That's where I use Maidster's cleaning service. Maidster comes in and takes care of everything, from vacuuming the floors to doing the dishes and even the laundry. They are the best maid service in the Toronto area. As someone in technology, I really appreciate that it's so easy and hassle-free to book their services online, and they're so responsive to their customers. We also do our best to live as naturally and chemical-free as possible, and I love that Maidster accommodates our chemical-free lifestyle by using green cleaning products to clean our home. I am so happy that they've given me my time that I wouldn't use anyone else. If you want high-quality and reliable cleaning services, go to www.maidster.com and find out more. Thank you.
Broken stars are all that's left to keep me company again in a place that I once knew.
Hello, 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 I'm back. And yes, that was Ariel. And yes, you will hear the whole song right after the interview. We're here live with singer Ariel Courant. If you would like to call us in, ask a question, say hello. And perhaps you're one of the biggest fan and you always, the number is 347-996-3926. And we have a lot of questions for you today, Ariel. You're not going to escape. Now, I find that image, and I noticed that you are, your videos are just phenomenal. And even when you do live stream, I noticed that you do quite a bit a live stream on Facebook. You're always well put, and you're always taking care. And I like that because you look professional. How important it is. Your image for an artist, how really important do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean, I think as much as some people may not like want it to be, I think image is very important. I mean, you do want to come off as being a professional and that like you're actually really into this. You don't want to make it look like, oh, I'm just going to throw on a baggy t-shirt and look like I haven't done my hair in 5 days, and then I feel like that's not going to give off a very good vibe towards you. And so, I mean, I don't try too hard. I mean, a lot of what I wear is a lot of, in the videos, is what I wear every day. And it's just kind of, I make sure I'm put together, and that's just kind of how I am in my normal life. And I think as much as I would hope my music would show off who I am more than my image, I also do know that how I portray myself on the outside is going to be just as important.
When you do your live stream and you do little peaks of your songs, and those are, you have a professional mic and you look like you're ready to sing, and it's wow, I'm pretty impressed that you're able to put that voice right here, right in front of everybody live, no rehearsing, just do it. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yep.
Good for you. Good for you. One thing that I noticed, too, that a lot of people that are listening to us, and especially after a show, especially when I interview an artist, they always say, Lizzie, you bring people that are always making it, that are always doing, and they're always, you know, successful. But I'm not there yet. What would be your advice for those people that would like to pursue a career in the music industry?
Yeah, as cliche as it sounds, I would have to say to never give up. Because I definitely had my moments where I questioned what I was doing, and it felt like more people were against me than they were with me. But I knew that this is what I want to do, and I think if you know that this in your heart is what you want to do, and you know it no matter what anybody else is telling you, that you just kind of have to push through and give up. That's honestly the best advice I can give, is just to not give up, as tough as it might possibly get. It's not an easy business, like you said, but it's so worth it and so rewarding. And I mean, I guess the only other thing is to be nice to people, because you never know who you're going to meet, who's going to be able to help you. And so just be nice to everyone you meet and never give up.
Never give up. And good for you, though. Good for you for giving those advice. And this is, I've said it throughout, the shows. I have many shows, and the common denominator for everybody is don't give up your dreams. Don't give up what you're doing. If that's what you're meant to do, just don't give up. And on that note, are your parents or your family members, are they completely supportive of what you do? Or there is always that someone, oh, come on, don't tell me you're going to be a singer. But I find that when we have the support of our family, it makes things a little bit easier. Sometimes not. Sometimes, you don't think I can make it, I'll prove you wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, all my family and all my friends are very supportive of what I'm doing, but they're also the ones who kind of pushed me and made sure that this was what I wanted to do. I think they pushed me on purpose to make sure that this is, like, what I was meant to do and what I knew I was going to do. And, of course, they were going to question it. I don't I don't really come from a family that is very musically backgrounded, so, like, none of us knew what I was doing. They were all just kind of like, Ariel, what are you doing? Like, we don't know how to navigate this. We don't know how to help you with this, but no matter what they are, and they're very proud of me, and when I have those big milestones or even those little ones, they're always reaching out to me and congratulating me and just making sure that I do know that they are happy with what I'm doing because they see how happy it makes me, and it's a great feeling.
So if you didn't have anybody in your family member that that was musically inclined, where did you get your instrument? Your voice is just, I mean, there got to be a grandmother, a great-great-grandfather out there that had something like that because, wow.
Yeah, not that I really know of or none that were very, probably I'm sure I have some family members who just sing along in the shower or whatever. And if you ask my dad, he'll say I got him. And if you ask my mom, she'll say the same thing. So they kind of battle over it. But yeah, I was kind of the first one that spearheaded the whole music thing. And now I have my siblings who are also singing and they're picking up instruments. So I did kind of start it. I could not recall someone in my family who was any as musically inclined as I was.
And I think you probably are inspiring your family members to pursue that career. I think you are it. You started something, and now you are probably going to have a whole band helping you out. Wonderful, wonderful. One of the things, too, that I find that interesting when I ask this question is I love the answer. If you had anything, anybody, any musician to share the audience, to share the stage with you, who would that be and why?
Right now I would have to say Adele because I love her. I love her newest album. I honestly listened to for probably 3 months straight. I just went through the album. That's all I would listen to was on repeat. I didn't listen to anything else. And I think she's so funny and she's just so unapologetically herself and her voice. And I would love to share the stage with her.
Adele, wonderful. Very good choice. Very good choice.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. Come on. We are live. You know how I love interaction. The number to call us in is 347-996-3926. Or you can definitely follow us on our social media, Twitter and Facebook. If you have a comment or even a question, or perhaps just want to say hello to beautiful Ariel, the Facebook is Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio. And I have right now a picture of me and Ariel, and there's a link. You can listen to us if you've just tuned in, if you just came in. This is recorded, so you will be able to listen to us later on. But if you would like to interact, you know how I love interaction. I will cut for one more word of my sponsor, and I will be right back.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet, ways you would never find or even think of on your own, like where to sell your old iPhone for cash, sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everyone. I am so disappointed of you guys today. It's okay. I forgive you. I forgive you. I am with singer Ariel Current right now. Beautiful voice. Only 22 years old. Lots and lots of powerful weapon of a voice. You will be able to hear one of my favorite songs that I've actually chosen out of the wide repertoire that she has. It's called A Perfect Lullaby. And we have a couple of more questions for her. And if you are interested in calling us in, 347-996-3926 is the number to call. So Ariel, what would you say? You have such a way of looking at your music or musical career. You have such a gusto, and you know what you want. What would you say is one? What is your motto? What is your mantra? What do you live by?
What do I live by? So when I was kind of deciding when I was a freshman in college that I was unhappy and I needed to figure out what was making me happy, I listened to Steve Jobs' Stanford commencement speech, which honestly changed my life. And so I kind of live by the motto that is follow your heart and intuition. I have it like on my laptop. I have it written places. It just that connected with me. And I'm kind of just like, yeah, that's what I have to do. I have to follow where my heart is leading me, and it was music, and it changed my life, and that's what kind of led to all of this.
Wow, good for you. And you know what, I've actually had a lot of people quoting the speech because it is so memorable, and a lot of people have actually changed their life when they hear that.
You're not
the first one, and I think that good examples like that, good speeches like that are definitely examples, and we can follow points.
Mm-hmm.
No, what would you say that are the five things that you can't live without?
Five things I can't live without. Well, my family and my friends, of course. And then I would have to say coffee, because I am addicted to caffeine. Pasta, because it's my favorite food in the world. And then I think my phone. I do a lot on my phone, just keeping connected with people and writing down musical thoughts. So I have to say those five things. Family, friends, pasta, coffee, and my phone.
And I think we have a lot in common, more than I thought. And I am with you with all of those things. There's no way I can live without my phone. It wasn't like that until recently. I think social media has trapped us, and we need to keep in touch, and we need to keep tweeting, and we need to keep doing things that we have, especially when you are an artist or you have a radio show to do. Now, Ariel, we're starting to run out of time, but I just wanted to make sure that we get your contact. So for people that are listening to us all over the world, and you never know who's listening out there that would like to get in contact with you, where can they reach you?
On Instagram and Twitter, I am at Ariel Current, and make sure it's A-N-T. A lot of people get that wrong. My last name is A-N-T and not E-N-T. And then on Facebook, I'm just at Ariel Current Music. And those would probably be like three places you can probably find me at.
Fantastic. And I will have the links right on my social media, everyone.
Okay.
So if you've just missed any of that information, you just go to my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. You can follow me on Twitter as well, and I'll have as well the links and the Twitter page, the Twitter handle for Ariel, and you will be able to get in touch with Ariel. And if somebody that is listening would like to have you and their stage, please. If you say that you have heard her via the Lizzie T radio show, I will be more than happy. I will be more than complete. This is the reason I do the Lizzie T radio show. And if you would like to call us in, come on, guys, a couple of more minutes. I will be playing her song. And the number to call is 347-996-3926. And Ariel, I want to thank you so much for being part of this amazing network, for coming all the way from the States, for calling us, and for sharing your dreams, sharing your expertise, sharing your music with us. And I know you love music, and this is really it's a platform for you to do so. Any last word?
Yeah, just thanks for having me on. This was a great time. Bye. and basically people to go follow their dreams, because you never know where it's going to lead them.
Absolutely. Everyone, Ariel and Ariel Current, and we will be playing Ariel's song, Perfect Lullaby. Make sure you enjoy it. Make sure you follow. And here it is.
Broken stars are all that's left to keep me company again in a place that I once knew. You left me standing here alone, wondering what did I do wrong to make you walk away. But when the night comes and the rain begins, will you stay with me and come for me a little more? Perfect lullaby, sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep tonight. Perfect lullaby,
love.
will you stay with me and come for me a little more? Perfect love, I sing me to sleep. Sing me to sleep tonight. Perfect love, I my own heart.
Run. attention, 'cause we don't need that, you and me, girl. I like that better. Tonight, stage is set.
your body drove me wild. I can't get you off my mind. I feel so hypnotized. My focus goes offline. I feel so confused. Am I wasting my time? So what the hell am I gonna do?
Back yonder used to